Joyce Johnson is a memoirist and novelist whose books include the recent Missing Men and the National Book Critics Circle Award winner Minor Characters, about her relationship with legendary beat writer Jack Kerouac. Her correspondence with Kerouac was published as Door Wide Open, A Beat Love Affair in Letters. Her newest book, The Voice Is All, The Lonely Victory of Jack Kerouac, is a groundbreaking portrait of the artist's early years. Welcome, Joyce Johnson.
Glad to be here.
Now, before we talk about the new book, can you fill us in just a little bit more about yourself and how you came to know Jack Kerouac?
I met Jack in January of 1957 on a blind date arranged by Allen Ginsberg, who was a friend of mine. They'd all come to New York from California, and Jack did not have a place to live. So Alan, who was always looking out for him, decided to introduce him to me because I was a young woman with her own apartment, which wasn't that common in those days. So I went down to Greenwich Village to a Howard Johnson's there, where Jack had told me he would be waiting for me at the counter in a red and black check shirt. And, I walked in, and we were both a little shy, but we immediately started talking, and I was very taken with him. I had been very excited about meeting him because I had just read his first novel, The Town and the City, and had been kind of swept away by it. But this was 9 months before he became famous. He was pretty, the night I met him, he was still obscure, totally broke, and although On the Road was due to be published in the fall, he had no idea of what would actually hit him when it finally came out.
And the two of you actually lived together for a time?
Yes. Well, Jack would live with me on and off, whenever he was in town. He was sort of moving around a lot in those days. He went to Tangier, he went to San Francisco, he went to Mexico City. Then he came back to New York in time for the publication of his book in the fall and stayed with me all through that period.
I wonder if you could just give us a sense of why you decided to write this book now after writing about Jack previously.
Well, of course, my two previous books had very much focused on my own story and my own relationship with Jack. But I have felt the need over the years, as various biographies have come out, for a different kind of biography about Jack, one that would not focus so much on the sensational aspects of his life, but would have at its core a focus on the development of his writing, which was a subject that somehow got lost in the shuffle of his notoriety and fame. So I felt that such a book was very much needed, and after proposing it to several other beat scholars of my acquaintance who didn't take it up, I decided to write it myself.
What are you trying to accomplish with The Voice Is All? It's a kind of a scholarly look at the way he went about writing?
Well, it is a full biography, but I put his development of his writing in the foreground. For a long time, Jack's papers were unavailable to biographers, so they mostly had to collect their material through interviewing all the people who had known Jack. But now that scholars can look at the papers that are in the archive in the New York Public Library, there's just a wealth of material there of Jack's journals and correspondence and early manuscripts that gives you a very good sense of the development of his writing. So I wanted to draw upon all that material. Because Jack, there's this impression of Jack as always sort of running around, being out in the world and so on. But actually he spent the greater part of his adult life sitting alone in a room working away on his books. He was don't realize that he was an incredibly dedicated and disciplined artist.
What are two or three of the more important points you feel that you're making in the book, and what would you like the readers to take away?
Well, one thing I wanted to really examine what, was the implications of Jack's background, that his family had a French-Canadian background, and Jack grew up speaking French with his family and living in the French-Canadian enclave in Lowell, Massachusetts. So he was. I wanted to look at him as someone who was sort of existing between two cultures, the French-Canadian traditions and American culture, and also as someone who was always sort of existing between two languages, and really had to set himself the task of acquiring fluency in English, which he started doing when he was in his teens. I discovered reading his journals, that he, to some degree, throughout his writing career, he always sort of kept translating from the French that was in his head into an English. So that was one thing that interested me very much, and I put quite a lot of emphasis on that. I also was very interested in his shift from writing sort of third person narrator novels with omniscient narrators to writing in the first person, which was really his natural bent, but he kept resisting it. I mean, all through his early writings, there are glimmers of his later wonderful prose voice, which we finally began to hear when he wrote On the Road in 1950.
Why do you think that he and his work, especially On the Road, remain so popular today?
Well, On the Road, of course, became very famous because of its association with the Beat Generation. People were fascinated by the Beat Generation. And the early, the early reviews of the book sort of established Jack as sort of the leader of the Beat Generation. So there was a whole, that was a lifestyle that a lot of people immediately became fascinated in. Other people condemned it. It was sort of the beginning of the culture wars in America that go on to this day. But in Lost in the Shuffle, I think, was a real appreciation of Jack as a classic American writer, and I wanted to bring about a much more serious appreciation of Jack's achievement.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce Johnson, author of The Voice Is All: The Lonely Victory of Jack Kerouac, available in audio on Tantor.com. Thanks, Joyce.
Thank you.